I'm just going to read out some headlines for you.
Okay.
This is the first headline. Woman marries a ghost,
huh?
But divorces him because he kept disappearing.
Oh, what did she expect? Surely she knew that getting into the relationship.
There's a picture of a woman and she sat on a gravestone.
Wow.
And she and she's literally been married to, like, nothing stood beside her.
She's nothing there.
Well, she's been married to a ghost, but she's divorced him because he kept disappearing.
Wow. Was this in America by any chance?
Oh, I bet. It looks like it. Yes. It looks American to me.
Florida thin thing.
Oh, Florida, yeah. Florida usually thing. It's you. You want another one that's a similar sort of story?
Yes.
A man in Indonesia married his rice cooker because it didn't talk back to him.
What?
He divorced it 4 days later because all it did was cook rice.
What? What?
Oh.
All I can say is what? Like, come on. Come on, dude. Like,
oh. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, like, what? What did they, all it did was make rice, but like, well, how long did it take him to marry him? Like, how long did he have it before he decided to marry it? Like,
I don't know. He says it didn't answer him back, so I'm guessing he used to talk to it.
It's important to get to know the person thing that you got to marry before you marry it. Like,
get to know your inanimate object.
Yeah, I feel like he must have known all it did was make rice. I come on, man.
Oh,
that's on you. You're a rice cooker. I wonder if there's dating apps for inanimate objects.
I hope so. Like, I hope that's a thing.
But just,
if that's
just
not a thing.
Is it like for people and inanimate objects, or is it just for the inanimate objects?
What? So like, you could have like the rice cooker and it just fancies the kettle. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just got like this app that's like, how do they communicate though? Kettles make noises.
Yeah, I'm sure that the rice cooker will make a little bleeping noise at some point.
Like R2-D2 style, like communication.
Or when it's done, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe it's some kind of electromagnetic.
Ooh, very fancy. Just for kitchen appliances or anything?
I suppose anything. Maybe the ghost could go on.
Ghost? Ooh.
Ghost dating app?
Could be. A bit of red flag if he's got a ghost, either.
Oh dear.
I'm just laughing at my own jokes.
Gonna hear another one.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Spanish man skipped work for 6 years while still being paid and was only discovered when he was going to be recognized for his hard work.
What? What hard work? What? What? Was that like, because he'd been there so long, they just assumed he'd been working hard?
A Spanish civil servant reportedly skipped work for 6 years without anyone noticing.
How does that happen?
He was due to receive an award for long service.
I wish I could skip work and still get recognition. I don't get any recognition whilst I'm at work.
I know, same.
Like, how does this work? Wow.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay, this one's the last one, right?
Okay.
That I'm going to do.
Okay.
Cool. And it kind of links back to some of the things that we've already been talking about.
Farting.
Yep. Former Bournemouth star Tokelo Ranti, his international career is over after dropping trousers and farting at manager.
What? So you did it intentionally?
Former Bournemouth star, yeah. International career over after dropping trousers and farting at manager.
Wow. What a way to go. Well.
The striker disgusted his boss as he let one rip. Who's immediately dismissed.
Why do you need to drop his pants?
I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions. I like it. Oh, wait, hang on. I know I said that was the last one, but there's another one here.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Are you just scrolling through Reddit like right now?
No. These were ones that were actually found and sent to the page.
Oh, okay. People have sent these in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
They're in the messages for the Instagram page.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
So this one. A man dual-wielding raw steaks slaps diners in the face at vegan restaurant yelling, "Don't eat your meat and you can't have pudding." Okay, now I'm done.
So, like, there was a vegan restaurant. Where did he get the steaks from?
I'm guessing he went in with some steaks.
He brought the steaks to the vegan restaurant just to slap. What?
I'm guessing he... I'm guessing he brought some steaks just to slap diners in the face.
Wow.
And just eat the meat.
All right. Yeah. I have a friend who ate Rudolph.
Hey, Rudolph?
She's vegan too.
What?
I know, right?
What?
She told me yesterday.
A chocolate one.
No, like real Rudolph. Well, it might not have been Rudolph. It might have been Prancer or Dancer or Vixen or Nixon and all of them lot. But it was a reindeer. She went to Lapland and ate a reindeer when she was a kid.
That's disturbing. Don't know how to respond.
I just started like throw that in there randomly. I was just like, what? You ate Rudolph?
Right. Who takes a child to see Santa and his reindeers and then makes them eat the reindeer? What?
Oh, okay.
Let's go and see Santa. Oh, look, there's all his reindeers. Oh, look, here's one to eat.
Yummy.
What? Who does that? Surely, that garbage child. Is that why she's
vegan? Didn't seem scarred. But I say they actually, and I do apologise if they ever listen to this podcast. Their pronouns are actually there. So I got that wrong. Bad nuts. But yeah, they didn't seem scarred by that particularly. Might be about other things, but no. Apparently the reindeer tasted quite nice. It's an interesting story coming from a vegan. I would have thought they'd be ashamed of themselves, but no, apparently not.
I'm just going to say, I'm not going to eat a reindeer.
You sure?
I'm sure.
What about a corn reindeer?
No, I don't want to eat a reindeer.
Not even a corn reindeer?
No.
All right.
I don't want to be on Santa's naughty list.
Okay.
I feel like if I ate one of his reindeers, he probably wouldn't be happy.